case, Mr.?
Our next case this evening is case number 12414. Carol W. Brazier, trustee, seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for an existing structure, sections 115.25, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Dickerson Road, approximately 340 feet north of Lighthouse Road, that's Route 54. The 911 address is 38187 Dickerson Road, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 18, Parcel 24. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 7.9-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for an existing storage building. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Mr. Willard.
Good evening, Madam Chairlady, members of the board. Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard Stevenson Shaw. I think that's our name now. I represent the applicant, which is Carol Brazier, trustee. Carol's right here. Some of you may know him and his son, Chris. For those of you that don't know, there are a few Braziers down there. This is the Braziers Pest Control, as well as the, what's the business called? they do basements and dry basements and fix them up. And that's where the location of this business is. To keep it simple, because sometimes it seems like we get in the weeds here, is they're basically got a lean-to that's already built on the back of the property. I don't know if this thing works. Who's doing that?
Me.
Oh, thank you, because I'll mess it up. Yeah, there it is. That's a lean-to. So this is basically a forgiveness case and not a permission case. You know, we'd like to tell you how it is, but they've been to this property for quite a while. It's been in the Brazier family. The history of it in the last several decades is their business has been pretty good. It's growing 9% a year. They have 60 employees, so the business actually is great for the economy. As part of that growth, they've grown their infrastructure there. You see on this parcel 24, the office building is right in the middle, and then in the back over the years, they built the storage or facilities for various trucks in the back, and that's the L-shaped property. I think the original portion of that was built in 1977. You also have a copy, I believe, of the survey, which might give you better measurements and details. So sometime probably over 20 years ago, they built a lean-to in the back of the property for storage, mainly to put a tractor in it. So it had a shed roof, and quite frankly, they should have probably got a building permit for that. More recently, they enclosed it and added 10 feet to the bottom section. That aerial view doesn't show the length of it. It's approximately 55 feet long, and it projects into the setback, and that's why we're before you today. So you have that back portion where you were showing with the cursor, and that's the subject of our variance. It's 55 feet long, and it needs a 7.9-foot variance because it's a 20-foot setback, and it's 12.1 feet from the setback line. We don't believe.
And how long is it?
It's 55 feet. And the to go through your elements, if I may, we don't believe this. Quite frankly, the back of it that was used for storage of it actually originally had a tractor in it, and now the addition to it, Mr. Brazier keeps his Jeep in it just because he doesn't use it for the winter. So it's not highly accessed. It's just for added storage where they don't have to go there too much. So we don't believe that addition will essentially affect the neighborhood. As you can see, there's a large parcel in the back. On the back of that setback line, on the other property, it's actually a tax ditch that, so there's sort of a natural buffer there.
Where is the tax ditch?
Along the back portion that parallels the back line, or some kind of a ditch.
Prong.
Tax
ditch. Tax ditch prong.
Yeah, I misspoke. Prong. There's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, I think, arguably a natural buffer.
Or it's green.
Yeah. and therefore, or screen, yeah, so it doesn't affect the neighborhood. The lean-to or the now the shelter there was built just to be able to house a tractor, so its width is about 15 feet. I have a couple pictures for the finished, you know, what's the finished product, and I'll pass that up to Mr. Whitehouse so you can see it. It's finished nicely in green, so again, won't sort of upset the neighborhood there, I think. And these are two pictures, which what's there now.
Sorry, Mr. Willard. Could you just add the overlay for the tax ditches, just to show them? Thank you.
The prong, yeah.
So the clean out is on the other side. Not on Frazier's side. It's on the clean out for that prong is on the other side of the ditch, not on this, on the side requested for a variance. See that?
Yeah. That's handy to be able to pull that up just like that. So as I said, it's a minimum because the idea was only to fit, so they could fit the tractor in there originally. So it's about 15 feet or less than that. You know, this lot is somewhat unique. It's certainly not a rectangle. It's 200 feet, and again, your tax map border is not very accurate. The survey is what I defer you to. It's 200 feet for the frontage and the back, but one side is significantly or longer than the other, which gives it a unique shape. It's 270 feet on one side, and then the other side is 212 feet. So it's a strange shape. The physical nature of the building is also the way it was designed with that L shape. Doesn't give much room in the back. And that's why they put it there, just to have that small storage facility where they don't have to access a lot because the front of it's pretty busy because of the business. So we think that the shape of the business, I mean, the shape of the lot is unique. It cannot otherwise be developed for this purpose because you can't put a storage shed where you don't have much access, you can't have much access to it in the front because of the nature of that business and the traffic in the front. And we've already spoken to why this, we believe it doesn't essentially change the character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimal required. I have Mr. Carroll here that I'd like, I think you swear him first before I call him up.
Please.
Yes.
You all got the pictures of what it looks like now?
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Harold W. Brazier, 3090 Lighthouse Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Brazier.
Thank you.
You've heard my representations to the board about what we're asking for, this 7.9-foot variance for the lean-to that's been filled in the back. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
What I've represented to them?
Yes.
Okay, they may have some questions for you.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
I got one from Mr. Whitehouse. How did this come before us?
You may weigh in. I have a little information on that.
Go ahead.
And then you can correct me if I'm wrong. Apparently, I think somebody came to them from the county and talked to them about it. And there was no violation or anything, but they said you should get it surveyed and probably ask for a variance, I think. And
that's correct.
So as soon as they called me, and our firm's done some other work for them in the past, we had a survey done and verified all the distances and then applied for the variance. So it was a violation, but wasn't officially sent out as a violation.
And that's my understanding, too. That's, yeah. We haven't issued anything.
And I don't know who the gentleman was that has that territory, but he said... That's apparently what he said.
I can look it up if it's critical, but it was probably the zoning inspector for that area. But yeah.
So this is self-reported?
No. Sort of. No.
Jamie, nobody.
It's not pursuant to an official violation. I think because it evolved as a lean-to and then grew, you know, in hindsight, you know. Probably they should have knocked on your door earlier, right? But that's why we're here.
I'm just looking it up just to see if it was reported as a complaint. But
you're saying how they find it, but behind everything, somebody had to turn them in, or someone had
Let somebody know.
They were putting in the sewer system, and the guy was there all the day, I mean, all the time.
Oh, okay.
On 54.
How long has it been there?
20 years.
Part of it?
It's not been there 20.
Part of it's about almost, probably 15 or 18 years.
Wow.
Part of it.
Then you added to it?
They really had to look for it then?
Yeah.
Recently, you added to it recently?
Yes.
Mr. Whitehouse?
So I can add some update. The reporting, there is a reporting person that called the county to specifically state that a building has been built on the rear of the existing building without a permit, and the reporting person believes they are too close to the property line.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay. Any other questions from members of the board?
Yeah, I have a couple. Okay. You said there was a tractor in there?
There isn't now.
There isn't now?
No, they...
Okay. No chemicals stored in there?
Not in the section that we just added on.
None?
No.
Okay.
Is that it?
It's got a Jeep in it.
Is that one part closed off the other end?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but not the link, the lean-to is not closed off, is that correct?
Yes, the lean-to is closed off, and we added about 18 foot for my Jeep or my tractor.
All right, so what's in the other end?
Dry storage.
Okay.
And
that's what,
yeah, okay.
I was kind of confused. Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
Just a couple. Mr. Whitehouse, I see there's also a shed on there that's 15 feet from the rear. Does that one not need a variance? This is a 20-foot rear yard setback.
Mm-hmm. Technically, yes, depending on when it was built, because it's in.
It was built. Let me. I have my glasses here. It was built in 2000. Yeah, that one. When was that put in?
I see there was a CO issued in 2013 for a whole building, so
yeah, but
that'd been it.
No, that's, if you see, that's 164 feet, and that's the parcel 25 to the bottom, so that's the number on that.
2018, it was a shed.
The CO's not for that. The shed is on skids, so it's removable.
All right, so what they're asking is the L-shaped shed is very close.
If you look on the survey that we have before us,
yeah. I see
there's
that.
A shed in the upper corner,
okay.
There, and that one appears to be 15 feet from the rear property line. So I just wanted to make sure while we're here and we've advertised for the rear yard that we're addressing, if we needed to address that one.
It's right in line with the existing building.
It appears it projects out a little further, Madam Chair.
Yeah, it should be at least 15 feet, and what my investigation says it's a portable shed. It's on skids, and they actually got a building permit for it and to locate it there. You'll notice also it has stairs in the front of it, and the county required that they put stairs in it, even though it's a portable. So they got a permit for it, and it was.
Do we have a permit for that?
And there was a building permit for the accessory structure, and that was my understanding going into this, that it was covered by that permit, which was CO'd. So going forward with this, we've only focused on the bit that was initially described.
And that's what I was thinking as well, because the CO does reference, and it says new pole building 30 by 164. So I didn't know if that was the same one or not. So that's why I want to make sure the record is clear. If that was the same one covered by that.
That was my assumption. So it was covered by the CO, so it would be eligible for the administrative corrective process if it did need a variance.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's good.
All right. So the only issue today, then, is that lean-to addition to the rear, then?
Right. And we're asking for 7.9 just for the length of that.
All right. And I presume no complaints from your neighbor to the rear since you've had that up there? Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, that concludes your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
No other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Okay.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12414 for Carol W. Brazier for the requested variance. I believe the lot is unique. I believe it will keep in with the character of the property. The lean-to's been there in some form for 20 years.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your variance is approved.